1590 AM Denmark, W250CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's happened again.
Another Norfolk Southern train derailed in Ohio. Authorities in Clark County just lifted its shelter-in-place this morning after determining no spillage occurred in the area. This incident occurred at State Route 41 at the Clark County Fairground in Springfield, Ohio. According to Ohio State Highway Patrol, 20 of the train's 212 cars derailed around 4:45 p.m. Saturday.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee at the scene. Barely 2 weeks from spring, much of the country facing intense wintry weather this week. Yet another brutal snowstorm hitting California's mountains today. And there's more snow due in the northern plains, where in the south, residents are cleaning up from intense storms brought by funnel clouds and wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour. President Biden traveling to Selma, Alabama today, marking the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, when civil rights protesters were beaten crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge, seen as a seminal moment in the civil rights movement. This is ABC News. Tens of thousands of Minnesotans will have a chance to vote once again thanks to a law signed by the state's governor.
Thousands of formerly incarcerated people in Minnesota woke up Saturday with a right they lacked the day prior. On Friday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed a law that restores the right to vote for convicted felons who complete their term of incarceration. The governor's office estimates that will restore voting rights to some 55,000 people. Minnesota's Attorney General says people who lose their right to vote still have to pay taxes and obey laws, but no longer have a say in who represents them. He says the law fixes that. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Iditarod is officially underway in Alaska. This year's field of competitors is the smallest ever in the race's history, with just 33 mushers taking part, as many veteran racers have retired. Thousands of fans came out for the ceremonial start line in Anchorage Saturday, but the competitive start is today in Willow, Alaska. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farmers who want to enhance their climate-friendly goals are getting a boost with new federal money. Mike Moen reports. Say Minnesota is in a good position to do it.
The USDA announced that last year's Inflation Reduction Act, it's able to commit nearly $20 billion to programs that oversee climate smart agriculture. Calls on the state's utilities to get 100% of their electricity from carbon resources by 2040. Nearly $900 million is available for the current federal fiscal year.
Many utilities were already making the transition.
Parker Crome of Wisconsin's Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says the extra money is crucial
notes that renewable
because these
energy
programs are often
oversubscribed.
Aging fossil fuel
infrastructure
are
the best way to go.
There's no cheaper alternative. Renewables are generally the lowest cost way to generate electricity.
It's more likely that you would
be funded. For example, the Lazard Financial Advisory Firm says subsidized $7 million for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program,
Levinson
along with an extra $4.2 million for the Conservation
Overall
Stewardship Program.
Will be in the
As
billions.
A result, Wisconsin leaders have extended
Minnesota
the CSP sign-up date to March
17th. In integrating renewables,
the application deadline for the other program isn't
option.
Until later in the spring.
Say
and while
the
these
Federal
programs
Inflation
often
Reduction
use up
Act
all their funding,
will help keep
the study
costs
published
lower.
This month says certain
At
challenges
the
are keeping
House
adoption
Majority
rates low for conservation efforts. Despite broader challenges,
Crome
suggests committing more resources
could
help accelerate climate-friendly practices that are key in states like
markets.
Wisconsin. These include planting perennial crops.
Those are practices that consistently have been shown to hold water.
The Center for the American Experiment says under the plan, Minnesota customers will see their electricity expenses increase by an average of nearly $3,900 a year.
A new study, which involves several researchers at South Dakota State University, surveyed farmers in the west. Western region
of
the U.S. Corn Belt. Narrow planting windows and lack of time and labor were among the challenges cited by participants. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Direct 5 from the
hours
state.
Of special spring
it's
primary election coverage. A dozen reporters,
blocks,
hosts,
of
and political experts
radio.
Tracking
Saturdays
results
and Sundays from
around Wisconsin.
Everything
featuring
from your local races to the
Joe
Supreme
Fish
Court.
And Daniel
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the
and
general
the
election.
The
coverage
digger,
you won't find
Gilbert
anywhere
Brown.
Else. And
slides,
we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or any time. We're here for you.
Your local Civic Media radio station
and streaming on the Civic Media
on the app.
This is Pat Wright. Questions about North navigating News Radio. The healthcare system.
On the air,
Kristen
Lyerly on demand,
helps us find answers.
Make it a point to
and
catch us
the first word
other
on
issues
Wisconsin
at
the
news,
intersection
sports,
of health
and more.
And politics.
Weekday mornings
Hometown
from
health.
6 to 8.
Thursday mornings
all across
at 7
the
to
stations
on
up North
Pacific
News
Radio.
Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go
insane.
Since 2014,
they've had more than $1 billion worth of
contracts
with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Audited by the LAB and it's now screwed up by the GOP.
I think he needs to answer that.
We're all SOL.
Let's kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that
bridge. Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday
at 2. Tangents.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To learn more, go to our website.
To learn more,
go to our website.
Civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1993
and again
2001
and again
2003.
Here is about more than just football.
Life.
It's about
this.
He's under the helmet with the grave digger.
Gilbert Brown
and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Get the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Me and Earl gonna take you in.
Me and Earl got you for the next hour.
Yes, sir. Baseball season is coming.
and you know Larry, the nicest man you've ever met. I think he thought we were kind of coming down hard on baseball.
And that's probably him calling now.
Milwaukee Brewer Hall of Famer, one of the greatest human beings that I know. Mr. Larry Heisel, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing well. I owe you an apology. I was just listening to you last week. I was listening to you talking about
and you were talking about
and baseball and how
and baseball
is
and how football
by far
is
the most popular sport.
By far the most popular
man,
sport.
Man, I agree 100%.
I agree 100%.
When baseball,
I first began, I was really pleased in the 60s.
I was really pleased
it
in the 60s.
It was known as America's
known
pastime.
As America's pastime.
It was true.
It blacks, was true.
Hispanics,
blacks, everyone watched baseball.
Everyone watched baseball.
The reason being, the reason
baseball
being,
had more African-Americans,
has more
true
African-Americans
true
in the other sport.
And
in the other sport.
Loved it.
And people loved
our
it.
Our game today,
our game
man,
today,
man,
my teammates that I played with,
teammates that I played
we don't watch
with,
baseball anymore.
We don't
I'm embarrassed to say
anymore.
It. We don't
I'm embarrassed
it.
To say it. We don't watch
I
it.
See where...
I see where
the company that televises
the Brewer
games,
that televises the Brewer games
will be going bankrupt.
This is
going bankrupt.
They're making changes, but
they're making changes
they're a little bit late.
I think they're a little
and
bit late.
The biggest changes
and the biggest
they need
changes,
the right type players.
They need
so
the right type players.
I certainly agree 100%.
I agree 100%.
I've read an exhibition football game, many league games in baseball, and earth-shattering to me coming from a man who loved the game and played it so hard, and to say that. I think anybody who's involved at baseball, at an owner or managerial level, to hear that from Larry Heisel speaks volumes. Pay close attention to what it is you had to say, Gilbert.
You
want to say
Gilbert,
what?
Mr. Heisel, first of all, Mr. Heisel, first of all, Mr. Heisel, talking about talking to Jackson Ballin, 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 talking to Jackson Ballin
football.
Me and Earl was talking about this drill that we used to have.
About this drill that we used outlawed. To have.
That they outlawed.
That drill sent y'all a lot
that
of plays.
That drill sent y'all a lot of plays.
That drill sent y'all a lot of plays.
I don't care if it's football.
Sports.
I don't care if it's football.
Baseball, whatever.
Basketball, baseball,
it takes
whatever.
Your mind off the crazy.
It takes your mind off the crazy.
It takes your mind off
of it takes your mind off of everything.
I would rather watch baseball. Watch baseball.
Then all this mess that's going on in
all
the
this
world
mess
today.
That's going on
so
in the world.
So thank God for you.
So thank God for you.
Thank God for me and my profession.
Thank God for me
because
and my profession.
It saves because lives, sometimes
well,
it
you
saves
left
lives,
out me
brother.
And my
well,
you profession. Left too. Out me and my profession.
Earl, ain't nobody talking. Earl, ain't nobody talking. I already told you that.
Mr. Heisel, you talked about
the 60s and
the 60s.
That's when I was watching a lot of baseball. Orlando Cepeda, Felipe Lou Brothers, Hank Aaron, Tommy
Aaron, Tommy
Marichal,
Juan Marichal,
Blue.
I mean, there were so many American players in baseball because we saw people who looked like us in the games. And you're right, there were black players in baseball.
What happened?
To me, that's the reason why the game has suffered so much. Black young athletes don't play baseball anymore. My passion, even to this day, I'm still mentoring disadvantaged youth. Some of my greatest joys, when I'm off, has come from this mentoring. I told my wife it was just before the pandemic. I got a call from a young man. He was 21 years old. He said, "Mr. Heisel, And he said, Mr. Heisel, I need you to come to my apartment. I need you to come to my apartment.
In the afternoon. I said, well, I can't make it now. Can I be there in about an hour? He said, I can be there in about an hour.
I said, certainly.
He had,
I went there.
His girlfriend.
He had his girlfriend there.
Mr. Heisel, I just said,
Mr. Heisel, I just closed.
I just closed.
The young girl
and said, the young girl
said,
yes.
He said, Mr. Heisel.
He said, Mr. Heisel,
I remember when we met.
And I remember
when we met.
And as well,
I remember
he was 10 years old in a group home.
He was 10 years old in a group home.
And I was focusing on group homes at that time.
And he said, Mr. Heisel,
and he said, Mr. Heisel,
you told me
when we met,
you would come to my athletic events.
You would come to my athletic events,
my school projects,
my school projects.
He said, Mr. Heisel, you did.
He said, Mr. Heisel, you did.
But then he said, Mr. Heisel, you also told
said,
me,
said,
Mr. Heisel,
this.
You also
said,
told me,
and I remember
if I
this,
he said, hard,
if I will
even
hard,
come to your wedding,
I'll even come to your wedding.
And he said, Mr. Heisel,
and I remember
said,
that.
Mr. Heisel,
I remember
said,
that.
Would
and
you
said,
please come to my wedding?
Would you please come to my wedding?
And be my best man.
And be my best man.
Man, I was 72
man,
years old.
I was
old
72
years old.
You know, he has family here.
You know, he has
but
family here.
But
you know,
I got, kept up
got
with
in trouble sometimes.
You know, got in trouble
in the
sometimes.
Center,
in
my work,
center,
I know all the people down
work,
there.
So I know all the people down there.
So they let me go down there.
Arrested a couple of times.
I would always go visit
and,
him.
And there's nothing I've ever done
there's
that pleases me more.
I've ever done that
now,
pleases
me more.
Not the subject.
But
baseball enabled me to
baseball
do all those
enabled
things,
and I'm indebted to
all those things,
things
forever.
And I'm indebted to it forever.
With my young man,
with my young man,
a little bit.
Another thing off the subject,
Mr. Brown was talking about
Mr. Brown's
love
about
sports and how important they are.
I make the young man participate.
The young man participate in one
curricular activity.
Normally, it's athletics.
And
my goal is.
My goal is to get them so focused on athletics
that everything else
that is
everything
secondary.
Else is
if
secondary.
Your buddy say, hey man,
if
let's go to a
party
hey, man,
Friday night.
Let's go to a party Friday night.
Man, I'd like to, but
man,
I've got to rest. I've got practice early Saturday morning.
Saturday
if your buddies
morning.
Are doing something,
if your buddies are doing something,
might get you in little trouble.
Might get you in little trouble.
You tell yourself, I can't do it because
you tell yourself,
I can't do it because
Gilbert, football and what you've been able to do with your profession and
with your profession
and children.
You and Larry,
children.
You're on the same.
You and Larry, you're on the same page.
That's the thing when you say, no matter what age, some people cut from the same cloth.
We come from a different cloth. You come from a different cloth. We still love you. You ain't got the brain at all. We want Larry to hang on for a minute.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Heisel, can you hang on a minute until we go to break? Can you hang on a minute till we go to break?
I would be honored.
All right.
Listen, I am. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Because not only do we have baseball players, baseball players, and he's more than that. I'm telling you, he is good a man. You can join us at 844-927-7829. 727-8979. 727-8979.
Under the helmet with the grave digger.
And Larry Heisel.
We'll be right back.
Larry Heisel.
We'll be right back.
When it's raining cats and dogs, when it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. On your local civic media station, on your local civic media station,
listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message. They'll pay attention to your message.
Because we're slashing prices up, because we're slashing prices up to 50%
on the deals. Absolutely, and March 15th.
Log on to
civicmedia.us/weather now.
Sponsoring our forecast. Is the cats meow.
The devil's advocates. The Chief devil's advocates. Milwaukee, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Okay, well, Trump is holding insurrection. A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president.
It's all partisanship.
Witch hunt. But there was one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on
the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If you can blend barbecues,
you care for the house, the kids, and our future.
From a hero's day is never
sign
done.
Up for local
so
alerts.
Let's start saving
prepare
a little
emergency
more
kit
now.
And
get
make
free
a family
tips to help boost your
retirement
savings.
Get started at
ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
Brought
the
to you by AARP and
Fear
the Ad
you may
Council.
Be missing out. You are We're never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, Civic Media.
Here's your updated forecast.
Here's your updated
cloudy
forecast.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon.
45. With daytime highs
winds
approaching
the
45.
West, 20 to 25 miles per hour.
20 to 25 miles per hour.
Lows level out around 23.
Lows
tonight,
level out
overcast
23.
Skies.
Tonight,
overcast
again
skies.
Tomorrow.
Snow
overcast
likely.
Again
highs
tomorrow.
Level out
snow
around
likely.
26.
Highs level out
2 to 4 inches
of snow.
Tomorrow.
2 to 4 inches
tomorrow
of snow.
Tomorrow.
For
through tomorrow
media.
I'm meteorologist Paul Crombley.
I'm meteorologist Paul Crombley. 98.3 FM.
1100 AM WISS.
Right now, 38. Right now, 38.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Common ground. Civic Media.
Get fresh, have
say what?
Do the beat, fly.
Say what?
Get fresh,
say what?
Say
what?
Do the beat, fly.
Get
do the beat, fly.
Do the beat, fly.
Mm-hmm. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. Danny.
All right, welcome back.
All right,
under the helmet.
Back
with
to
the Grave
helmet.
Digger on the
with
early
the Grave Digger
show
on the
and
early
we
Earl,
show and
Earl,
we are.
Y'all brought out Big Heavy. Earl, y'all brought out Big Heavy. Oh, Lord.
And we are honored to have
as a surprise guest, none other than Brewer Hall of Famer Larry Heisel.
Brewer Hall of Famer Larry Heisel.
You know who do we have on the line?
You know who do we have on the line?
Calvin.
So while we're doing that,
Calvin.
So while we're doing
you,
that,
guys, man,
both of you
the
guys,
that
man,
you had
the impact
on children
that you
is
had
what,
on children
I'll always,
is what
I'll
remember
and
remember.
You know,
and
no one
you know,
with all of your successes,
no one with all of
that
your
you've had in athletics
that you've had
and
in athletics,
Gilbert, man,
and
the
Gilbert,
you
man.
Probably
you
outweighed
pro-
that
probably
with the impact you've had
on that
with the
on
impact
children.
You've had
why?
On children. Why?
You know what, man? It's kind of like
which people don't understand.
I don't care how great you think you are.
I don't care how great
how
you
good
think
you
are,
thought you was
or how good you
we
thought you
was.
We
are all fans of something.
We are all fans
of something.
Right.
Let's take the Spaces.
Right.
I went to let's take the Spaces. I went to
which is an MMA.
Which is an MMA
fighting match.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Fighting match.
I am
you know
sitting next to one of my great friends.
I am sitting next to one of my great friends.
Ozzie Smith.
On the left.
Yeah.
On the left.
Yeah.
On the right was Marcus Allen.
On the right was Marcus
wow.
Allen.
Wow.
And I'm saying, can you take a picture of this? Because I need to have this in my archive.
Because I'm a fan.
But then again,
everything.
It spills
but
over
then again,
when you
it spills
over
fan.
When you treat a fan like they want. Even though
we have our bad days
and
too.
And I always say never judge a book.
And I always say never judge
a medium
because we could have
first time
medium
because
we could
right.
we could have had a bad
you know
day
what I'm
too.
Saying? Right. So. You know what I'm saying?
It's all a big circle, but at the end of the day,
if you love people.
You know, Mr. Heisel,
You say what?
Earl, you know, my reason for doing what my do, reason for doing you know, what my I wife do, of 53 you know, my years, wife of 53 years
explains it best.
She said, Larry, you were not born.
She said, Larry, you were not
Major League Baseball to play Major League Baseball. You were born to help children.
You were born
children
to help children suffer.
You know their plight
because better than
you
anyone.
Know their plight better than anyone.
Girl, no truer words have ever been spoken.
No truer words.
That's the reason I help
spoken.
Kids,
and that's the reason I help kids. I hated life.
I hated
when I was
life.
10 years old. More than
when I was
kid,
10 years old. More than
born.
Any kid probably ever
and
born.
And I tell kids. And I tell
you, hating life more than
I went from
you could ever imagine
more
to a point
you
now.
You could ever imagine to a point
I'm
now.
I'm the happiest
where
man. I'm the happiest
you'll ever
man
meet. You'll ever
and
meet.
Girl,
I don't want
girl,
kids to suffer the way I did.
Kids to suffer the way I did.
I know that with help,
I know that
things
with
can
help,
get better.
Things can
by
get
the age
better.
Of 10, by the age of 10,
one young man
got a call from his mother.
He said,
call
Mr. From his mother.
If you're not here in 10
Mr.
minutes, Heisel,
call
if you're not
police,
here in 10 minutes, I'll call the police
in my
wall.
Hole
and he screamed
my wall.
At me. And he screamed
oftentimes
at me.
The mother would exaggerate
oftentimes
to get
the mother
there.
I said, ma'am,
exaggerate
I'll be right there.
There.
I said, ma'am, I'll be right
went
there.
To his home.
And sure enough,
he did punch a hole in the wall.
Sure enough, he did punch a hole in the wall.
And he was as angry as any young man I've ever seen.
As angry as any young man I've ever seen.
I went up to him. He said,
and
you know, don't touch
I went up
me.
To him. He said, you know, don't touch
in a real evil tone.
In a real evil tone.
Come over here
he
all
said,
the time.
You come over here all the time.
You take me out to dinner.
You take me out to dinner.
You'll buy me things.
You'll
buy
said,
me
you're
things.
Thing about my
he said,
life.
You're more thing
you
about my life.
In my shoes.
You couldn't live
one
in my shoes.
I don't have a
bother
here.
I don't have a bother
here.
Look where I live.
He said, you
live
in this way,
live
for
this second.
Way. And he just
for
kept on and on.
And
just
I just
kept on and on.
Waited till he finished.
And I
said,
young man,
waited until he finished.
I said, young man,
no, have a seat.
So when he finished,
no,
and
have
I'll never
a seat.
What I told him. I said, I've
and
never
I'll
said
life
told him.
Is easy.
I never said life is easy. But I said, young man, there are
but
millions
I said, young
of
man,
young men.
There
your
are
age,
millions of young men
that would
your
trade
age,
places with you.
That would trade places with you.
At the drop of a hat.
And I said, you know who'd be first in line?
And I said,
you
I said,
know
me.
Who'd be first in line?
I said,
you have
me.
A thousand times
I said, you have
a thousand times more
I said,
than
young
I
man,
had.
When I was six,
I lost
young
my
man,
father.
When I was six,
when
I
lost
my 10,
father.
I lost my mother.
When I was 10, I lost my
had
mother.
No brothers,
had
no
brothers,
sisters,
had no sisters.
Poor as poor could be.
Poor as
never
poor
went on
could
a vacation.
Be.
Never went on a vacation.
Never been to a family reunion.
I never been to a family reunion.
I tell kids, if I were offered $1 million to
find family union,
the
based on
family
experience,
union,
I couldn't do
based
it.
Based on experience, I
and
couldn't
I told,
do it.
I said, my life was
and
miserable.
I said, my life
but
was
I said,
miserable.
Young man,
but I said,
I
young
knew
man,
that there could be
I
better.
That there could be
better.
And the event
me,
that hurt me the most, the loss of my mother,
hurt me the most,
made
the loss
me
of
who
my
I
mother,
am today,
made me who I
so
am
world,
today.
So, that's the reason.
I just the
so
world, that's the reason.
Suffer.
I just don't want needlessly the way I did.
So, Larry, and Gilbert, we've got callers on the line who are lined up. Callers on the line who are lined up.
Let's get them. Let's get them.
Okay,
let's get them. Let's get them.
Okay, we've got to go to a break. We've got to go to a break. And when we bring back, we'll bring
you.
Well, it paid the bills, man.
Well, it paid the bills, man.
Not unless you're willing to finance.
Not unless you're willing
you
to
know,
finance.
No, no, no.
You know.
Then we have to pay a few bills. Then we have to pay a few bills.
Listen, I'm honored. Beyond words.
Listen, I'm honored. Beyond words.
This is Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Under the Helmet
this
with
Monday
the Grave
morning,
Digger.
And we are joined by legendary.
And we are joined by legendary
Hall of Fame Milwaukee.
Hall
Brewer.
Of Fame, Milwaukee.
We'll come to the phone lines right after
we'll
the break.
We'll come to the phone lines right after the break.
Hang on,
967-2789.
And you know, Gilbert, you and I had something else
you know,
lined up
you and I
about,
had something else lined up to talk about,
Joe,
right?
We can probably still hear it.
Yeah,
we can.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we can.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
your hometown radio. Refresh.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
Another Norfolk Southern train derailed in Ohio.
And there's more snow due in the northern plains. Residents are cleaning up from intense storms brought by funnel clouds and wind gusts. President Biden traveling to Selma, Alabama today, marking the anniversary of civil rights protesters seen as a seminal moment in the civil rights movement.
Hear that? If you own a business that's evolved, we really need this. That's a problem. We have just the thing. Slash prices on your local weather forecast. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Canolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
When we got back from the working class heroes, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Angry for cause, but the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice.
Earl Ingram. I can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I ask them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring conversation to get home. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 and on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a special woman. Jim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing self-care.
She turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, so I had to miss yoga with y'all.
She could also make monsters disappear, but I'm doing much better now that I've eaten those shadows under the bed.
Great. In that case, let's get some stints in tonight.
This woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella.
See you at 6.
I still call her mom.
See you then. Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of the healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at Release the Pressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Ride, 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 ride. I feel great. All right,
welcome, all right, welcome under the helmet with the grave
under the helmet with the grave
Earl Ingram
song.
Earl Ingram song.
You know, Gilbert, you know, Gilbert, just joining us,
we've got legendary
Hall of Famer Larry Heisel on the line.
Larry Heisel on the line.
But Gilbert, we got this what you want, the phone lines
to David from Mechwan.
Let's go to David from Mechwan.
Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Thank you very much for waiting.
Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. I got a comment and a couple questions.
So my first question is this.
Mr. Heisel, when I was a little guy, munchkin actually got some Topps baseball cards.
In your county stadium, I had both the Brewers card and the Brewers card because I was happy when you came over to the Brewers.
So you signed them, and I was a huge fan. You had that big year with Milwaukee, and one of the reasons why I actually followed the Brewers.
Back in those days, unfortunately it didn't happen. But I just wanted to make that comment. Did you play with the teams that you played with the most? Did you like playing with the most? And why? And then the great difference, did you bring this weather to the show today? Hey, Earl, I told you, these are your calls, man.
Mr. Heisel, you want to respond quickly? Thank you, David. Thank you so much for those compliments.
I loved playing for the Brewers, playing for the Brewers teams were great. All three teams were great. I didn't look at Minnesota, I didn't look at Milwaukee. When I began, one of my all-time favorites, specifically with ownership, Dick Allen. Every day I came to the ballpark, it was a thrill to be with them. Fabulous athlete. Three of the best hitters, Oliva, Rod Carew, 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 R
to be one absolute best we can be, absolute best we try to do everything we try to do.
Robin Yalpaw, Robin Yalpaw,
yes. Yes, I still in contact with today.
Thank you very much for the call, David. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning, Al. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to say that Mr. Heisel, everything he said about his background and his mentoring,
he passed on to his son.
I worked with his son at New Concept Self Development.
Outstanding young man.
And Gilbert, every day you see your mother, you thank her.
She wouldn't let you out that.
Because on the other side, I was one of the shakers.
He's from Detroit.
We didn't figure it out then, but we figured it out now.
Who were the Shakers that he talking about?
Half a man around.
They mama should have did the same thing.
They mama should have did the same thing. Get your buddies out there. Get your buddies out there.
Yeah, we all had some shakers, man. We all had some shakers.
Bill from O'Connor-Milwaukee.
Bill from O'Connor-Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you very much for the call.
What do you say? What do you say?
Well, first of all, good morning to you.
I want to thank Bill as well. Pleasure knowing him. I'm embarrassed. I called to say hello and express how much I love the show. I still work for the Brewers. I was at a school. I'm having some problems with my shoulder and some health issues. So I'm not working. Luckily, I woke up this morning to listen to your show.
I didn't mean to interrupt your show. God bless you. Thank you for everything that you know, Gilbert and Larry. You guys, Gilbert, you knew, you said you made a commitment. You made a commitment to your mom that you were going to be the success, and that you would do these things for her.
And to be able to have accomplished those things.
People don't know the sacrifice that goes into becoming a professional athlete. Talk a little bit about that, man.
Don't be afraid of success. You got to be able to do whatever you got to do.
I don't care what profession you're going into.
If your mind is made up to do it, then baby, let's do it. But like I said, it's going to be stumbles along the way. You got to be man enough to push them, jump them, do whatever you got to do. I made a promise, and I'm going to keep that promise. Hell, high water, whatever. I'm going to keep that promise because I know at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, that's going to be life forever.
You know, Gilbert, and your commitment to these children.
And you're still a pretty young guy, man.
Don't look as old as you are.
You know what they say, you have to get there. And Larry, the reason I just said that is because Gilbert is because you've been around long enough to see those children become adults, and Gilbert's going to be seeing that same thing. Gilbert has gray hair like yours and mine. But it's all worth it in the end, right?
No question.
I was in a barbershop, and a gentleman came up to me.
Gentleman came up to me and said, Mr. Heisel, do you remember me? I said, young man, I have to apologize.
He said, you came to the prison that I was in.
Talked to the group, but then you talked to me. And he said, I'm out.
Doing great.
There were two boys there, his sons.
There were two boys there, his sons.
Brought the biggest smile to me.
The biggest smile
and,
to me.
I went to their schools, and they're just wonderful kids.
And they're just wonderful kids.
Those are some of the joys that you'll be experiencing.
Young men growing up having children, and they're thanking you for doing such a great job.
Hey, Mr. Heisel, do me a favor and leave your phone number. Calvin, and you and I will get in touch.
I'll be in touch shortly.
I'll be in touch with you shortly.
I'd be honored.
All right. Thank you.
I'd be honored.
All right.
I want to thank both of you. I want to thank both of you. It's been a joy and an honor for me.
Thank you. Thank you from the depth of our heart.
Thank you from the depth of our heart.
Gilbert, you want to say something?
Thank you.
Thank you, God bless you, and I hope to run into you at a barbershop somewhere down there. Okay, Lisa, man, thank you very much, Gilbert. Let me ask you something, man.
So Aaron Rodgers has come back out of hibernation.
He's come back out of hibernation.
And it looks like he wants to stay with the Packers.
He better.
What are your thoughts? I'm telling everybody, we need this guy back.
Like him or don't like him. We need this guy back because he's one hell of a football player, and there's nobody that can do the things he can do. Let's put his arrogance aside, and he's the best quarterback out there. The things that he used to be able to do.
You're saying the things that he can still do.
He's still the best quarterback out there. Everybody, when I say that, Mahomes got to stay with his team. He's there forever. Jalen Hurts got to stay with his team. He's there forever.
He is the best available quarterback out there right now, bar none.
We do not want to give him away.
Gilbert, $58 million.
Earl, listen, them young receivers were coming at the end of the season. They all on the same page. They all on the same page. Watch out. They was not that way at the beginning of last season. If they come out like they were playing at the end of the season, Earl, you're going to have another MVP season. Earl, you stick to baseball.
Hey man, I respect you and all of that. But man, almost 40 years old.
One of the things that made Aaron Rodgers so valuable is he could move around.
He ain't gonna run that ball. He ain't gonna run the ball. He ain't gonna throw. He ain't gonna fight. Give him the tools to fight. Listen to what I'm saying. Give him the tools to fight. How can you give him the tools to fight when he makes up almost one quarter of the entire budget?
Hey man, you got it. It's like when the Lord give you five cars. And you got to play. That's what they got to do. They got to play them cards they got. And if they, at the end of the season, to what they're doing, we still going to have one hell of a team because we got the defensive guys coming back. They're going to get the draft guys.
So you know what you're home. You're what they call a homer. The ACLU does not endorse voter information guides for the Eagle 4th state. state's Supreme voters Court can election. Make an informed so decision. Voters can make an
the
informed
state Supreme
decision.
Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life for a group trying to ban all abortions.
Candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by abortion groups and Wisconsin. What is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She says women should have the right to decide for their own reproductive health care decisions. With access to abortion on the line, the Supreme Court can decide. The record is clear.
Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights. Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaveSaving.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's
easy to listen to your favorite local radio station on air. Download the Civic Media app from always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon. Windows out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour, 23 to 9 overcast skies, tomorrow, snow likely, highs of a lot, 20 to 25 miles per hour, 23 to 9 overcast again, tomorrow, snow likely, highs of a lot per hour, 23 to 9 overcast again, tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm your hour, 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 Civic Media, I
Valley. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Entertain Civic Media.
Welcome back.
Under the helmet with the grave.
Earl Ingram showing on the Earl Ingram 427
Gilbert, I wanted to ask
Hey, Earl, you know what?
What's that?
Hey, Earl, you know We ain't get to nothing. It's still a great show. Anytime I get a chance to hang out with you, man,
it's always going to be a great show.
$216 million salary cap
for the football teams.
I was asking you and talking to you as I was reading about Aaron Jones.
He gave up five million dollars to remain with the Packers. Earl, before you finish your question, let me tell you, I just went on a cruise, a Packer crew. And guess who I spent all my time with?
Who?
Aaron Jones. I'ma tell you, that is one of the nicest kids. Very respectful. Everything out of his mouth is yes, sir, no, sir. I don't care how much money that kid make, he'll never change. He is one salt of the earth dude. And I'm glad to been able to spend 5 or 6 days with him, because he's one hell of a kid.
Yeah, and a hell of a football player.
Yes, he is. I took a picture with him, me, and Amon Green, the Packers' all-time leading rusher.
Wait. Amon Green is the Packers' all-time leading rusher?
That's why I told you, Earl, stick to baseball. Stick to baseball.
Man, I didn't know that.
And the comparison between their body types is like night and day. Amon Green looked like a Sherman tank.
Right.
Aaron Jones looked like a fast Ferrari. It's like night and day, but they still two hell of a football player.
So, man, I mean, that's so this whole thing with being able to, as the journal said, he took a $5 million pay cut. You said that ain't so.
I'm going to say this. They restructured his deal. And he, being the guy that he is, he restructured the deal because he wants to help the team.
Yes.
Win. So in order to free up some money, he restructured his deal. Some guys do that. That's just like I never left Green Bay. I had opportunities to leave Green Bay. Other teams was calling me to go there. I took less money to stay in Green Bay because the grass, I love to say this, is not always greener on the other side. And we got the best fans in the world, and they're all over the world. When we went and played in Tokyo for an American Bowl, back when they was doing American Bowls, we had so many Packer fans in there, they thought I was Godzilla. So it's not, we got the best fans. Why would you leave it?
Well, for money. You know, unusual.
But he just proved it. Earl, he just proved it. Money ain't always everything.
Yeah, well,
I proved it. Money ain't always everything. You know, if you love a place, you got to make sacrifices to stay in that place. So because this is a business.
So I was watching the defensive tackle, Smith. He also restructured his deal, and the defensive back that they have restructured his deal. It opened up. Now money to take and sign other players, is that the reason they do that?
Yeah, absolutely, because they know what they got. And let's put all aside all these beat writers and all these people that think they know football, but they never put their hand in the dirt, Earl.
I did. I played high school football.
And that's when they had the leather helmets. Now, you got to understand, man, they know they got a winning team. They just need a couple more players. And these guys, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers want to restructure his deal or not, but these guys are restructuring their deal because they believe in the Green Bay Packers. And they believe we got a chance if we just get a couple more players, just like I do, just like I said, watch my man going to be MVP next year.
Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers, what I read the other day, basically – realizes that there's got to be some changes to the structure of his contract if he's going to remain in Green Bay. So, yeah, he's kind of bought into that too, but it's a whole lot easier to restructure a contract for $60 million, you know, because he's going to get the money.
Errol, let's stop talking about money, man, because I see this is a money-driven conversation that we're not talking about. And we're not talking about the love of the game. Maybe some guys got more love of the game than others. That's why they want to restructure their deal. Because half of them got to understand, if they don't restructure their deal, you're gone.
So Gilbert, can there be anybody playing pro football? I mean, all of them have to love the game, man. You can't just, you know, can't just be about money.
No, Earl, all of them, some of them are just collecting checks, man. Some of them are just collecting checks.
So you're saying at some point in time, because before they started making money in the checks, they had to have love for the game. And you're saying can lose that.
You can lose that, man, because like I say, some guys, if they get hurt, if they break a nail, they're going to sit down for 3 weeks. That's not the love of the game. I tore my bicep off the bone in preseason and played the whole season because I loved the game. I knew my teammates needed me. That's the love of the game.
You know, man, it's unfortunate that we've reached the end of
That's because you talked too long, Earl.
End of the show for this week, man. But listen, man, it's always an honor, Gilbert. You know, man.
I love you, Earl. I love you, Earl.
Love you too, man, to chop it up with you as well as the listening audience.
Calvin, I love you too because you get us all the good stuff, man.
Right. We'll be back, Gilbert, next Monday under the helmet with the Grave Digger.
Earl, we're going to be number one. Everybody start listening. We're going to be number one. We're taking down the number one jump.
All right. Got to go. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll see you next week, Gilbert. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. See you later, brother. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.